Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock Hunter.
Hey. What's happening?
Perfect. Anyway, it's 6:20. It's time for your sports. Let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. Mm-mm. I may have some when we're golfing. What do you got for us?
Very nice. Let's do that. So before I do the sports report, guys, just know that there's not very many sports on. There's not really a lot to report on. I try to dance around the coronavirus stuff because it seems like every single day we have, somebody else reported positive. We're trying to keep it more, away from their old corona for a little bit. But here we go, man. This is the bottom of the barrel, and you're gonna know why. Basketball. We're living in some strange times, and maybe the quarantining or just loads of free time are making people a little crazy, but people are finding humor in the strangest places. A gardener picked an unusual-looking tomato off a plant and noticed that it bears a striking resemblance to NBA legend Larry Bird. Others on social media agreed, and the photo quickly went viral, which you can check out online. Just type in Larry Bird tomato, and there you go.
Is that where we're at right now, Larry Bird tomato? That's where we're
– dude.
That's what we got?
This is what we got, bro.
Man.
I'm telling you. That's why I gave you that little warning in the beginning. All right, let's move on to swimming. Swimming. Olympic swimming champion Katie Ledecky?
She shocked
the world, Brock. She shocked the world by swimming the length of an Olympic-sized swimming pool with a glass of chocolate milk perfectly balanced on top of her head.
Damn.
Shocked the world.
Wait, so did she do the backstroke? That'd be the only way that would make sense to me.
I don't know. I haven't really thought that far into it. I was looking through sports and I'm like, damn, talking about swimmers balancing chocolate milk on their head and tomatoes that look like Larry Bird. Hell of a sports report.
That was great.
Anyway, she took the world dropped to their knees when she did this. Shocked the world, Brock. A glass of chocolate milk perfectly balanced on top of her head. Olympic-sized swimming pool. It's big news.
I'm going to say this is one of your best sports reports you've ever done.
Oh, wait. It gets better. Actually, it does get better because this is actually pretty impressive. But this is the most impressive thing for a Tuesday, and this is why I'm saving it for the last one. Extreme sports. BMX rider Ryan Williams. You probably don't maybe know him by name, but if you saw him on TV, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I know that guy. I've seen him around. BMX rider Ryan Williams, who is absolutely insane when it comes to extreme sports. Kind of like the new Travis Pastrana, but more of like a BMX / scooter / skateboard / he landed the first ever 360 double backflip. Supposedly took him over 20 tries and months of preparation to pull this stunt off. And stick the landing, but he did. So you can check that video out online as well. Ryan Williams, dude, it's insane. It's like one of those things where, remember Dave Mira's BMX game back in the day for like PlayStation 2 maybe?
Yep.
And you do these tricks in this game, and you're like, dude, that would be crazy if someday that somebody could actually do this. Well, that day is here. Ryan Williams is doing these tricks that they were doing in video games that we thought were impossible.
That's because we're in a video game. We're in a simulation. Someone's playing him and finally unlocked it.
BMXception, dude.
Think about it. This is crazy. Think about it. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So could whoever is up there, could they type in a code and be like Tony Hawk, like the gravity code, so you just stay in the air longer, you can do more tricks?
I don't know. This has gone on way too long. This has just dragged on entirely too long.
Wait, I got more sports.
No, you don't. You don't have any sports. This is not sports. This is you
curling.
Saying random things. All right, we'll have more of your random sports when we come back. It's Brock and Hunter, the Plan B Morning Show. As always, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock 107. WIRX.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Let's get to it. Your sports.
time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
What are you giggling about over there?
I don't know. You're making me laugh.
What did I do?
It's because I can tell you're frustrated today.
Shut up. I am frustrated. we're dealing with, we had
just,
a little.
Just get to your sports.
Just do it. We had a little technical snafu yesterday, and you heard it in the best of the Plan B Morning Show in the afternoons. For some reason, Hunter's thing, after all these months, it's kind of wigging out. And I almost don't want to point it out because maybe people aren't noticing it, but I'm hearing it every single time it happens. And I'm at this breaking point right now.
I can tell. He's just like, damn it, dude, just work. It is though. It's one of those things where you're just like, oh, it barely, is it going to work? It creates some butterflies.
Just, I'm angry. Oh, I'm angry.
So let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do some sports. We'll see if I'm like fuming mad if my head explodes at the end of this.
Yo, you're going to be fuming mad because the sports this morning is comical. It's not like not even sports.
It's just words. It's just words.
Dude, if this is on ESPN, dude, everybody, this would be hilarious. All right, listen to this. Sports this morning brought to you by Bud Distributing, right? Did we do that?
Yes,
hey,
we did.
Hey, Bud.
We did. All right. Good job.
Basketball. We're living in some strange times, right? Yeah. It's quarantining or just, is it quarantining or is it just loads of free time? That's what they're wondering. People are finding humor in the strangest places. A gardener picked an unusual-looking tomato off a plant. And notice that it bears a striking resemblance to NBA legend Larry Bird. Others on social media agreed, and the photo was quickly making its rounds and it went viral, Brock. I don't know if you've seen the tomato yet. It does. It looks like Larry effing Bird.
I did see the tomato, and it was very Larry Bird-esque. I will say that. So it made me
giggle.
I used to work
with a girl at Shoes when I worked at the restaurant over there a while back. And she said, yeah, you look like Larry Bird. And, you know, it's like usually when somebody says, oh, you look like somebody, you're like, oh, nice, cool. And like, I sat there for a second. I'm like, I don't think that was a compliment. I don't know if I want to look like Larry Bird.
Yeah.
I want to shoot like Larry Bird, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Dribble, dunk, play defense like Larry Bird, but not look. So there you go. That's my story. Moving on, swimming. Olympic swimming champion Katie Ledecky. She shocked the world, brought the world to her knees. She swam the length of an Olympic-sized swimming pool with a glass of chocolate milk perfectly balanced on top of her head. This is where we're at, folks.
I got nothing to add to it.
Miss Lippy's car is green. Extreme sports. All right, this is actually pretty cool. All right, this is the last one I got for you, and I have to end it on something kind of decent. Extreme sports. BMX rider Ryan Williams. If you guys, you probably don't know that name, but if you saw him, you'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, I've seen that guy before. Dude, listen to this. He landed the first ever 360 double backflip. Supposedly it took him over 20 tries and months of preparation to pull it off the stunt. But he stuck the landing, Brock.
He stuck it. He got it.
360 double backflip. So you're like, okay, you hear that and you're like, oh yeah, that's pretty cool. But then you see it. If you look it up and YouTube it, dude, what is going on with kids these days? You give them a little scooter and they're straight up Tony Hawk 3. Mm-hmm. They're doing more things that we could do with Tony Hawk 3 on our PlayStation, Brock. A 360 double backflip is insane. So congratulations to Ryan Williams. Defying gravity somehow.
I could do it. I could do it right now. I just don't want to show off.
All your preparation of sitting in the studio, drinking beers and smoking cigs.
How'd Brock die? Well,
he gave it one try.
Yeah. He died immediately. It was insane. It was crazy how quickly
landed
he died.
On the bike. Snapped his back. Jeez.
I could
so
do
there
it.
You go. That's your sports, man. It's Tuesday. Come on, guys. What do you expect?
You cheered me up a little bit. There you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.